Hell yeah, bruh!
Welcome to the TKD update presented to you by Mo and McGee.
Chicken or chicken?
TKD, this is Mo and McGee. Breaking down week two. You know, this we've seen this out of this league quite a few years. There's not much separation right now. We got three 2-0 teams, a bunch of 1-1 teams, and then three 0-2 teams. So the 0-2 teams are very much not out of it. Win this week, you're in playoff positioning almost. And so very close. What are your thoughts so far in the league, Kevin?
Yeah, there's been a couple upsets here and there, but for the most part, teams that you expected to be good have been pretty good. And you know everybody's got some big smiles on their face whenever Logan starts 0-2.
I think I started 0-2 last year too.
Fun. I like it. It makes the league more fun when you suck.
I draft from a place of looking for a championship and not looking for a week one win. So far, you know, Dan looked for a week one win. Look, he got it. Nice job for Dan. We'll see if he can end up in the championship because he lost week two. So, you know, Gabe Davis giveth and he taketh away as well. I agree with you. We knew Kramer was going to be good. When you start your team with Jonathan Taylor and Jamar Chase, you're going to be good. He added Jalen Hurts, who looks like he's going to finish as, you know, top five quarterback. Then made some, you know, savvy picks with Christian Kirk as well. Oh, sorry, Kramer. I guess Kevin has nothing to say about your team.
Good job, Kramer. I'm still in shock. I mean, Kramer, you can usually pin him for a certain spot, but the Jamar Chase keeper was pretty unreal. You can pair that with Jonathan Taylor, and I don't know. He could have invited Hari to come in and draft, and he would have done just fine, I think.
Yeah. Let's go down the line. We had some big scoring numbers this week. Week one was kind of down, but Carter, my goodness, 176. He just had massive performances from his two stud receivers in Diggs and Tyreek Hill.
Yeah. Diggs, the wide receiver number one so far this season, and I think Tyreek is in the top four as well. Nice fast start. Looks pretty fucking solid.
Running backs are kind of tough.
I'm still trying to pull up your team, Carter. It's not that I don't like your team, it's just I can't fucking see it. Here we go.
If he had put Garrett Wilson in his flex, he would have scored 200.
Yeah, and what's the record? 216 or something like that. There was a point where there were a couple teams that I thought could make a run. Huber had Jalen Waddle, but then Carter had Tyreek with the 42. Diggs following it up on a Monday night with 44. I'm not a fan of those running backs, but they've played well so far. And if they can keep it rolling, Carter's going to keep rolling.
Yeah. You mentioned Huber. Let's head to Huber next. Got the win over Luke.
Are we going to talk about Woods' team at all?
Oh, yeah. I guess, yeah. 124. He would have won a lot of matchups this week. Unfortunately, ran into kind of a buzzsaw. Saquon down. Najee Harris down week. And then he unfortunately kind of picked the wrong Seattle receiver.
Yeah, yep. I think he's going to be kicking himself on a week-to-week basis on which Seattle receiver he chooses. At the end of the day, this team is going to be carried by Patrick Mahomes plus Mark Andrews. And when those two go, Woods will go. When they don't go, Woods is going to struggle.
Yeah, his bench is very, very tough. So the team that he has starting right now is most likely going to be the team the rest of the season unless he makes a trade because he just has nothing on the bench. You know, maybe if Michael Gallup comes back, maybe if Rondell Moore turns into something. But other than that, not much to look forward to.
All right, now we can go to Huber. Sorry I interrupted.
Sorry, I don't know where you're clicking. Yeah, I think Huber's going to be a contender. He has DeAndre Swift and Aaron Jones, who should, you know, together provide a pretty huge ceiling for his running back position. Justin Herbert's going to be awesome. It's going to come down to, can either Jerry Jeudy or Amari Cooper, we've seen them both kind of traded off good games. Can one of them solidify themselves as his wide receiver two, you know, opposite Jalen Waddle? Can Tyler Higbee keep up his massive target share? It's going to kind of be the story here. Can Herbert and the running backs carry the rest of the team along with Waddle?
Yeah, and with Waddle, he has 3 long touchdowns in 2 weeks. He's not going to get one every single week. Will Huber be able to get enough? Well, he might. will Huber get enough from the rest of the squad to carry him in those weeks? I think that'll be the most telling. Needs to be able to feel more confident about his tight end flex going forward. Whether that be Amari Cooper or somebody that he finds in a trade, we'll see.
Yeah, he, you know, Jerry's going to be without Jerry Jeudy for a while, so he's still going to run into problems with his flex. I like that he's been putting wide receivers in the flex. I don't like, you know, a running back flex position just kind of puts you at a disadvantage from the jump. But, you know, going with Mecole Hardman or going with another receiver is a nice idea. On the flip side, Higgins, I think, had a floor game. Dalvin Cook probably hit his floor. AJ Brown, Debo Samuel are around, you know, the floors of their potential as well. Travis Kelce, AJ Dillon, all did not perform like they usually will. So I'm not worried about Higgins even after the week 2 blip.
Yeah. This is about as badly as this team could perform without injury. And it was still 92 points. So that's pretty fucking solid. He did go AJ Dillon in the flex. You just said don't like to see running backs in the flex. Do you see him pivot towards Devonta Smith next week? Or do you give Luke the thumbs up that actually the situation to make sense, AJ Dillon?
Well, this is a situation where, for one, he stumbled into one of the biggest trade steals in league history.
Absolutely.
And so he gets to put Debo in there for free. You know, so if you start out with 2 wide receiver ones, you know, I think AJ Dillon's a better player than Devonta Smith, but he's put himself in that position where he has to start a running back in the flex. I just personally don't like the idea of starting running backs in flex plays because you're just you're not getting much PPR points, and that's kind of what the league we're in. So yeah. Wide receivers score more PPR points generally. You know, with AJ Dillon, I think he's definitely a better player than Devonta Smith, probably averages more fantasy points. So in this case, that's okay. But generally, I'd like to have a wide receiver that I trust in my flex. Where are you at with that, Kevin?
Yeah, I think he has to play AJ Dillon just with the team makeup. But I do agree with you. Prefer going wide receiver. The hope with your flex, or the hope with any of the wide receiver spots, is you can get a 10 for 100 and a touchdown. You know, 26 points, which for a running back is a lot tougher to come by unless you're Austin Eckler, Christian McCaffrey, you know, Derrick Henry when he's rolling. It's tough to get to 26 points as a running back. A lot easier if you're a wide receiver.
Yeah. Kevin, let's head to your matchup. 145, big bounce back for you. Lamar Jackson was really the story because you paired him with Rashad Bateman. So the Baltimore Ravens stack hits. Cole Kmet, though, second donut in a row. He's got to go to the bench now, huh?
Yep. Fucking Cole Kmet. You said it was a horrible pick, and I still don't think it was a horrible pick, but fuck, did he fucking faceplant or what? Almost 100 targets last year, and he has 2 this year. It's ridiculous.
Whoops.
But don't worry, he will be on my bench.
Your team's going to go, you know, as far as Lamar Jackson, Christian McCaffrey take them. You know, a healthy Keenan Allen should help in that regard. You know, I think once again, everyone thought your team was going to be solid. It is solid. You know, you've gotten a bit of schedule luck the first week, but definitely not week two. Crushed Greg, and I don't know, may have forced Greg into a trade.
He may have. Before we go over there, I'm not done talking about my team a little
bit. Oh, okay, okay.
Bills defense, I think, has potential to be Patriots of 2019.
You've said this before.
They played a very good Rams defense in the first week. They really shouldn't have put 22 points up on Tennessee. What's going to happen when they face the Jets and Zach Wilson seeing ghosts? What's going to happen in some of these weeks? They could be unreal. Just wanted to call out the Bills defense. They're on the trade block for a non-defense. Anyway, I don't think my team can win a championship unless Travis Etienne becomes a 50-50 player. That's all I wanted to say.
Okay, yeah, I mean, I disagree slightly. You know, I think Daryl Henderson might become an issue, but if you have Lamar rolling, McCaffrey rolling, if Lamar's rolling, Rashad Bateman's rolling, Keenan Allen, you mean you have four building block players, and that's, you know, as far as a championship goes, you don't need much more than that. And you added Gerald Everett and waivers this week, should help, you know, at least get you some points in the tight end position.
Yeah. We've seen this year start off with big wide receivers. Diggs has been unreal. Ja'Marr Chase, even with a low week two, has been unreal. Cooper Kupp's been Cooper Kupp. I haven't really faced those receivers yet, but when I do, I think I'll have a tough time beating them without, I mean, Keenan Allen just hasn't been that player in the last 2 years. Anyway, we can talk about Greg now. Greg's trade. Greg made a trade. He has Derrick Henry now.
Yeah, to be honest, the two trades that have happened so far, I've been completely bewildered. I think everyone obviously just kind of immediately knew when Dan and Luke announced that trade that you know, Dan lost immediately. And if not, like you mentioned in our first episode, he's a wizard somehow, that
time traveler.
This one, I think, looks like a decent trade on paper. I just don't get why Greg got off Austin Eckler so fast. 18 points this week, Kevin. And honestly, I think if you were an owner, it would say not a great week for him. Still turned you in 18 points. He hasn't scored a touchdown this week, this year, Kevin. Still has 30 points through two games. He had 9 catches in this game, Kevin. 9.
Yeah. I think he had like 8 points through the first 3 quarters, 8 or 10, and then just started tacking on those dinky little receptions at the end. But that's his game. That's why he's an elite PPR option, and I don't expect those to really go away. Yeah, so ebb and flow a little bit with game scripts, but, I mean, it was the Chiefs game, so you know Greg was watching it. So I wonder how much he was scared off by the first 3 quarters, and if that's where this trade comes from. Because, I mean, Eckler scored 20 touchdowns last year, 0 so far this season. It's going to be somewhere in the middle. It seems like it's only up.
Yeah, he was going to regress. I mean, he wasn't going to score 20 touchdowns again, but was 15 in the range of possibilities and could still be in the range of possibilities. Absolutely.
At worst, 8.
Here's the rule of thumb, Kevin, and here's what I'll announce to TKD, all other TKD League members. If you have a running back that ever catches 9 passes in a game, do not trade them. They don't happen. You don't usually have a running back who has 9 catches in a game. Austin Eckler will most likely have another 9 catch game this season. That's what he does. Let's go to the flip side. You mentioned he traded him for Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry, another Monday night game. So maybe Greg was watching that one. Obviously, Bills, tough defense, but nary a reception through 2 games. The only reason he had any value in week 2 was that he fell into the end zone. He's maybe Greg's hoping for Tractor Cito later in the year to come out. And I have a hard time believing that Derrick Henry is going to outscore Austin Eckler.
Yeah. To me, the riskier end of this is Derrick Henry. Will the foot hold up? To me, the better ceiling is Austin Eckler with that PPR upside. Yes, Derrick Henry, 28 points per game in the games that he played last year. It's absolutely unreal, but Eckler can catch 100 balls. Henry is not. And then to tack on the wide receivers, I like Deontay more than Hollywood, and all of a sudden it's... I'm sure Greg probably feels pretty good about it, seemed pretty excited about it. I hope he's still happy about it a couple weeks on the road, because I don't feel too good for him.
Yeah, I can't wait to play Greg now. personally,
I was trying to be nice. Mo just goes out with the fucking flamethrower.
sorry. The TKD League trades are 2 for 2, being completely one-sided in my opinion. I said in this week's run of episodes, I want no part of the Cardinals receiving group, especially when DeAndre Hopkins comes back. Because we honestly have no idea what Marquise Brown's value is going to be in 4 weeks. We don't have any clue. We have no idea. Kevin, do you think we have a pretty good picture of what Deontay Johnson's value is in 4 weeks?
I think we... Absolutely.
It's gonna be about the same as what's happened. You know,
he's gonna probably be 10 targets, 70.
10 targets, 7 for 70, maybe a touchdown here and there. We have no idea what's gonna happen with Marquise Brown. And so, you know, when you lose that side and Derrick Henry, you know, through 2 games looks older. And Austin Eckler comes off a 9 reception game where he scores 18 points without a touchdown. I wish someone was offering me trades like this. I don't know. Maybe my team just might suck. I don't know. But we'll talk about my team later.
Yeah. Logan, do you want Christian McCaffrey for Michael Carter Jr.?
Oh boy. I'm going to think about that a little bit. Why don't you throw in...
I'll throw in Lamar.
Throw in Rashad Bateman for Curtis Samuel, and we're in. All right. Enough making fun of Greg. Let's head to Brad and Garrett, so we can make fun of Garrett.
One thing on Brad, or on Greg's team, we didn't really talk about his week. There wasn't much right home about, not a lot of points. I think Leonard Fournette will be up. James Robinson has looked really solid. I don't think anybody saw that out of James Robinson. So just wanted to call those guys out. I think he does feel pretty good about his flexibility at running back. So maybe he was trying to hit a home run with Derrick Henry. It's just not where I would have gone with it.
Well, and Kevin, here's another guy who most likely locked himself into starting 3 running backs week to week. Probably. And, you know, everyone knows how I feel about that by now. So, sorry, Greg. I love you personally. I love you. You're a great guy. One of my greatest friends. Love you, buddy. Sorry, you made such bad decisions.
Oh, poor Greg. Okay.
Okay.
Chuck Nuts.
Also, another thing about Greg, he texted me, and this actually worked out in Greg's favor. He texted me like 30 minutes before the game started on Sunday. He said, "Brady or Cousins?" I said Cousins, but I said that at 12:05, and the game started at 12. So yeah, all right, locked in Brady. So I really have been too mean to Greg. I need to. All right, three nice things about Greg. One, always wears cool clothes. Always looks nice. Number two, we know he's had sex at least twice, so that's cool. Nice job, Greg, nice on the job. Sex. Number three, yikes. Greg's very knowledgeable in fantasy football, just poor decision. All right, let's head over.
Woof. Even the three nice things about Greg turned into a burn pretty fucking fast.
Yeah, sorry. all right, let's head to Brad. Brad scored 142. After a tough week one where he was really bad, he got really nice performances out of Mike Williams, Amon-Ra St. Brown. Dare I say it, Amon-Ra St. Brown so far through 2 weeks, steal of the draft.
Yeah, I mean, he looks like he's good at football, and that's not something that I thought at the beginning of the season. That's why he's probably a steal. Got him with the 52nd pick, fifth round. Wide receiver 4 through to this point, as long as he can keep that rolling, which we saw him keep do the same thing at the end of last season, I don't think now at this point there's much reason to believe he won't keep it going until maybe Jameson Williams comes back. I think eight straight games with a touchdown.
So
you can lock him in as, you know, if not the steal of the draft, one of the best value picks. And you can probably lock that up and it'll be in the TKD awards at the end of the year.
Yeah. I mean, 142, he had Alvin Kamara sitting on his bench as well. Michael Pittman on his bench as well. What's your thoughts about Truck as a whole team here? Can he, with Pittman and Kamara back, can he make a run at playoffs and deeper?
Yeah, I really like Truck's draft, actually, right out of the draft. I know you were down on it a little bit, but the one spot where he's really hurting is the Zeke Elliott pick. If he had another stud receiver, if he had taken one there, I think he would probably be a league favorite at this point. But he will go as far as David Montgomery and Alvin Kamara will take him. Rest of the team will hold its own and save some wins here and there, even, you know, be a little bit plus. But I think it comes and goes with his running backs.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, on the flip side, Garrett has looked terrible through 2 weeks now. Does he have any hope?
Yeah, if... Oh, boy.
Garrett
gets fucked over every single year. I loved his team. I thought his team was great. But you know what? Javonte just hasn't. James Conner's gotten hurt. Cam Akers bust out of the gate.
Akers bust. Mooney bust.
Potential starting lineup at some point later this season, late in the season, making a late playoff run. Dak Prescott, Javonte Williams with a fully overtaken committee late in the season. James Conner, Davante Adams, DeAndre Hopkins, Kyle Pitts, and then probably have to go Drake London. Would love to see Garrett move Kyle Pitts or Drake London. Get out of the double Falcons receiving options and just leave himself open to bigger weeks. Because right now I think he's pigeonholed himself into one of those two is going to do great. The other is probably going to do really badly.
Yeah. You know, he, yeah, I think there's some hope here too. Also has Brian Robinson potentially coming back, who, is completely unknown right now, but, you know, from the off season, he had been trending as a player who was going to play quite a bit. So yeah, Javonte Williams can take over James Conner, healthy James Conner. You know, he should be better than what he's been. Let's head to my matchup, right?
Yep.
No, yeah.
Yep.
Kramer, 123. Me, 114. This really came down to quarterbacks, quarterback play. Jalen Hurts just dominated Russell Wilson. Kramer seems good. I mean, he had Jonathan Taylor only score 7 points. Jamar Chase only scored 10. Still got to 123.
Yep. Kramer seems really good. That's not news. Hurts looks like a great pick. I think a lot of people were really high on him, but he's definitely lived up to those expectations and even exceeded them. We'll see what happens this year between Josh Jacobs and Breece Hall and Devin Singletary even. I think he'll be kind of just cycling all three in that RB2 spot, kind of chasing points a little bit. If one breaks out, I think he's got to be the favorite.
DJ Moore also kind of been disappointing through 2 weeks. Did have the touchdown to salvage 13 points, but, you know, only 3 receptions and 43 yards in each game this week or through the season.
Carolina, the fewest plays out of any NFL team so far this season. Got to expect that changes, I think.
Yeah.
DJ Moore, better days ahead.
All right. Over to my team, Russell Wilson stunk. Cooper Kupp was Cooper Kupp. Other than that, I drafted wide receiver heavy, and I drafted a tight end early. So far through 2 weeks, I have not got to play George Kittle. Chris Godwin, I did start him in week one. I did not start him in week one. I haven't played Chris Godwin. Did I start in week one?
I don't think you did.
I don't think
you did leave early, but I think you just played it safe.
I started Thielen. Thielen's been disappointing through 2 weeks. CeeDee Lamb, obviously. A lot of targets, but Cooper Rush. Michael Carter has been a nice surprise, I think. 17 and 10. Exactly what I wanted from my RB2 spot. It's just my wide receivers have let me down, my pass catchers.
Yeah. When you see wide receiver teams do poorly, it's typically because they missed on the RB1 and then didn't draft high enough for the RB2. But I don't think you can rule Joe Mixon a miss. And I don't think you're too upset with a Michael Carter / Rashad Penny, committee. I think you're going to be doing just fine there. You just need the wide receivers to come back healthier. Thielen, woof, almost as bad as Allen Robinson.
Yeah, for sure. He got 7 targets this last game. I know it was game script, a lot of it. The one thing is, once again, kind of the same thing I said about Dalvin Cook. The Vikings just have not been in the red zone much through 2 weeks. Jefferson in week one, a lot of long touchdowns. Week two, they only got in the red zone one time, and it went to Irv Smith on a play that I believe was designed for Adam Thielen, and he fell down on the route, which is nice, always nice. I only lose this matchup by 9 points, and as you're looking at my roster, you can easily, make 9 points. Joe Mixon had a really bad week. Russell Wilson had a bad week. Ravens defense had scored a touchdown and only scored 3 points. So I've lost my 2 matchups by like a combined 17 points. I'm not too concerned right now. Obviously, if I drop to 0-3, fighting an uphill battle, but right now, if I can win week 3, right back in the mix.
Does Adam Thielen get benched for Curtis Samuel this week with Curtis Samuel facing that Philly defense that shut down the Vikes a little bit?
I don't know. I'm vacillating, Kevin. Curtis Samuel is currently in there right now. Adam Thielen was in there for a little bit midday. I don't know if anyone caught that midday. I shuffled Thielen in there.
I thought it's I like saw that. Midday I thought I saw Rap push a tweet through on that. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if Schefter reported I pushed Thielen in there. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen, honestly. It all could really depend if George Kittle plays or not. If George Kittle plays, I think I might have a little more flexibility with my flex to maybe go for Thielen and go for a ceiling game. I think Curtis Samuel's safer at the moment just because they're scheming plays for him. And I think, you know, so far he's been has way more targets than Adam. And so I think if George Kittle plays, I'll have a bit more room to play around with my flex. That's where I'm at right now. But who knows what will happen Sunday morning.
I will Sunday be in morning Iowa after City. A couple I'll bloodies.
I'll be in Iowa City. I have a wedding in Iowa City on Saturday. And so I'll be hungover, probably driving back to the cities, I'm guessing. Oh,
fun stuff. That sounds like a dream.
Hungover driving from Iowa City to back to Minneapolis.
It's just that sounds amazing.
Maybe I'll stop through CF and have Murphy give me a cheesecake for lunch or something.
There you go.
Speaking of Murphy, let's head to Murphy. Last matchup of the week, lowest scoring matchup of the week, 108-82. Murphy really lucked out with this one. I think he would have only beat three other teams and faced Dan. Josh Allen really carried, and now he has Austin Eckler to boot.
Yeah. Team looks a lot better with Austin Eckler, I think. Josh Allen, Austin Eckler, Mike Evans, yes, will be out this week, but he'll be nice to have back in there.
Yeah, I think Dusty's a team in the long run that, you know, once Mike Evans and Dalton Schultz get healthy, you're looking at a team, Josh Allen, Eckler, Kareem Hunt, or Damian Pierce. Mike Evans, Cortland Sutton, Michael Thomas, Dalton Schultz, that's pretty formidable.
Yep, gonna have to figure out a solution for Dalton Schultz's time missed. But I don't know. I think I've been kind of calling out spots where the team will kind of go or not go, and I think Cortland Sutton is that for Dusty. He needs Russ to cook.
Yeah, so do I. So we're kind of in the same boat there. Anything else on Dusty?
No, I don't think so.
Deontay Johnson, too. We forget about Deontay Johnson. Yep. He adds pretty deep receiver room over there. Dan's going to have to go to the drawing board on his quarterback, loses Trey Lance for the rest of the season. Cordarrelle Patterson had a floor game, I think. Justin Jefferson had a floor game. And then TJ Hockenson has not been very good through week two. Dan didn't score a lot of points in the week one win, didn't score a lot of points here. Can Dan, with a healthy Gabriel Davis and Elijah Moore, can he make a push?
Yeah, I mean, definitely with Gabe Davis missing this week, it kind of looks like maybe that trade all of a sudden doesn't look so even.
Did it ever look even?
That's the joke. He's going to have Elijah Moore in there. Everything looks kind of jumbled up here right now. But he'll be able to go Nick Chubb with Cordarrelle or Jeff Wilson. He'll have the option to pivot against those Justin Jefferson. Elijah Moore will find his way back into the starting lineup. Gabe Davis. His team is a massive bet on Gabe Davis. It always has been, and it will be now for the rest of the season. That's his hope, is Gabe Davis is
20 elite. Points a game. Yeah. He's hoping he's 20 points a game. You know, like I said, I think Cordarrelle Patterson, obviously the usage pattern against the Rams, it's a little concerning because they were in that game and they were coming back and he only got one target. I do think 4 points is the floor, though. I really do. And then definitely 10 points for Jefferson is the floor. This week was winnable for Dan. Just, you know, he's going to have to do some tinkering with tight end and that wide receiver two spot unless Gabe Davis is healthy. Yeah, let's head to week three, Kevin. We got a matchup of the week. We're going to go Kramer and Luke. Who do you got?
Yeah, that's a tough one. We're pulling up the lineups right now.
It's currently 125, 127. Big, big point total here.
Yeah, those are easily the two highest projections out of everybody in the league. I think I have to go Kramer in a tight one. The line is at 1.4 points, but I think with a swap at the running back spot, I think if he goes Breece Hall over Josh Jacobs, it gives his team a little bit more upside. In this matchup, I wouldn't try to play it safe. I would go and try to fucking score 215 points. Go out and win it. Put in your big swingers. I like Kramer's big swingers a little bit better than Luke's. But
you just say you like Kramer's big swingers.
I love his big swingers. I think these are the two favorites, obviously. And it'll be a great matchup. It doesn't matter who wins this week. I think these guys will be facing each other at some point in the playoffs.
Yeah, I'm going to side with Kramer as well, and it's purely because he's starting a wide receiver in his flex, and Kramer's not. I'm just going to hammer that home one more time. And folks, just this week only, we have a shit bowl because our two of the three 0-2 teams are facing off, Garrett and Greg. As if we didn't talk about these two guys enough, their line is separated just by 1 point right now. But that's what Garrett doesn't have a defense. Yeah. So Garrett's going to be favored by around 7-ish. Does Greg have any chance?
Yeah, he will, because he will have Derrick Henry in that lineup probably. It'll draw those projections a little bit closer. Garrett has a lot of question marks with James Conner, Jacoby Myers. Might be forced into a lineup. Greg has a little bit more flexibility. There is a path to win with Greg, but I do like Garrett's team a little bit better.
All right, folks, there you have it. Once again, sorry, Greg. I don't know what to say other than I'm sorry that you made me do this.
Does that mean you pick Garrett's team as well?
I actually like Greg this week. As you said, he might be without James Conner, or at least a hobbled James Conner for sure.
Yep.
Then the flex spot, I just like Greg's bench, like you said, a lot more. So I'm gonna lean towards Greg, but I feel like I have to be consistent, Kevin. And I think Garrett's going to start three receivers and Greg's going to start three running backs. So I'm going to go with Garrett.
Oh, no. Sorry, Greg.
All right. any final thoughts, Kevin?
I'm 2-0, about to be 3-0. See you guys next week.
Oh, wow. See ya. Oh, one more quick thing. I want everyone to navigate themselves to the league home, or if you're on the app, it will be the final standings projections tab. Somehow, some way, ESPN loves themselves some Gruden Grinders. So they have something at number two.
How many times do I have to tell you that fucking algorithm is just a fucking piece of just absolute hack.
I don't know. They have me at number two.
So they have, hold on, where do they have Luke's team? Fourth? You think Luke's team is the fourth best team in the league? There are three teams better than Luke's?
I'd say Kramer's is better than Luke's.
Yep. Sure. I think it's a coin flip, but sure.
Woods' team? No. They currently have Woods number one, so good job for Ryan. Who do they have at number two? Oh, yeah, me. And then who do they have at?
Kramer at three.
Oh, yeah, I'm better than Luke, for sure.
Yeah, you're so full of shit.
If my team plays to the full capabilities of their true hearts and desires, they're better.
In a given week, depending on when I drop my defense and pick up a defense, I range all the way from ninth to third. And it should not do that. It is the stupidest shit ever.
Well, Kevin, right now it has...
It has me at sixth, yeah. But yeah, I haven't dropped my defense yet. Or my kicker. Uh-huh.
Not you don't have this. A kicker right now?
I think I do.
I think ESPN and Snickers has this right on the button.
You think Snickers has this fucking on the nose? All right. Oh, blast.
This has been Moan McGee.
This is ugly. Get out of here.
All right. See you, folks.